She'd been on the run for hours, with no idea where she was or where she was going. She collapsed and passed out, but when she woke up,
I suddenly saw myself, as these captors must see me, lying on my face in the dirt, you know, in my vomit, covered with leaves and sticks and dirt, weak, pathetic, cringing like a beaten dog.
That was the moment when something inside of Phyllis Sortor changed.
And it was then that I decided and I knew that if I was ever going to get out of this situation alive, I had to take control of myself.
So she got up, pulled herself together, began thinking rationally.
I found a rock to sit down on, and I tried to clean myself off, you know, kind of get all the muck out of my hair. And thank God I had a scarf. I took my scarf off and I scrubbed my face the best I could. And I sat there waiting for my captors, who weren't around. It was like they'd all disappeared. I sat there and waited and waited, and nobody came around. So then I began to think, maybe I can escape.
And in my final report,
I stood up very quietly, very carefully. I took one step.
And her escape begins. JJ Green, WTOP News.